glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Psalm 34:18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 34:18 and Romans chapter 8, verses 28 and 29. We know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purposes for them. For God knew His people in advance, and He chose them to become like His Son. Romans chapter 8, verses 28 and 29. O magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt His name together. It is Wednesday, November 13th, 2024. We're continuing with our series by Pastor Rick Warren of Saddleback Church. Yesterday and today, looking at Transformed by Trouble through his series, How to Get Through What You're Going Through. Yesterday and today's broadcast is a bit unique, as Pastor Rick Warren's message, as preached in Rwanda, is translated throughout today's broadcast in Swahili or Kinyarwanda. So please be patient, listen carefully, as I trust a blessing's in store for you. Yesterday we looked at the importance that God uses life to make you more like Jesus, and He uses His Spirit, His Word, other people, and problems, pressures, pain, or suffering so that we become more like Jesus. Today we'll learn about remembering God's plan is good, rejoice and give thanks, and refuse to give up. Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Why did you have the parents that you had? They may have been good parents or bad parents. Maybe your parents died in the genocide. Maybe you grew up without parents. But why did God choose the parents that you have? It was part of His plan. It was part of His design. They had just the right DNA to create you. And God was more interested in creating you than in how good of a parent they were. So we know that God causes. The next word in that verse is, we know that God causes everything. God's plan for your life includes the good and the bad. It includes all of your mistakes, all of your sins, all of your hurts. There is nothing that God cannot use for good in your life. He took the worst thing that ever happened, the death of His Son, and used it for good. And out of the worst sin came the salvation of the world. But here is the key to the verse. It is the phrase, to work together. God causes everything to work together for good. That verse does not say everything that happens is good. No.
Oh, yeah?
There is a lot of things, there are many things in the world that are not good. There are a lot of things that happen that are evil and wrong. But God says, I can cause everything to work together for good. Now, this is not a promise for everybody. It is a promise for those who love God and are called according to His purpose. If I am not living God's way, if I am ignoring God in my life, all things are not working together for God. God does not owe me anything. But if I'm loving God and I'm trying to fulfill His purpose, God says, I will work even the bad things for good in your life. And I will fit it in according to my purpose. Romans 5:3-4 says
this.
We know that troubles produce patience. And patience produce character. Everything that has happened in your life, if you will give it to God, He will bring good out of it. But you've got to let it work together. Individual by themselves, things that happen in your life can be very bad. But when you let God work them together, then God brings good out of it. Let me give you an example of this. You, by looking at me, you can tell that I like to eat. I like food. And fortunately, my wife likes to cook.
Kandi umugisha ngira umugore wanjye nawe akunda guteka.
And she's a very good cook.
Kandi arateka pe.
And one of the favorite things that she makes me is cake, gato.
Kimwe rero mu bintu akunda kunekera akunda guteka gato.
I like cake.
Nkunda gato ntimwabyumva.
And so I like it so much, I learned to make cake myself.
Yewe nkunda gato ku buryo nanjye nagezaho niga kuzikorera.
And here's how you make a cake.
Dore rero kukora gato.
You take some flour.
Uragenda ugafata ifu.
And you take some sugar,
ukashyiramo isukari,
and some salt,
ukashyiramo akunyu gake,
and some oil,
ugashyiramo amavuta,
and some eggs,
ugashyiramo amagi,
and you mix it all together.
Hanyuma ukabifata ukabicanga cyane ukabivanga.
And you work it all together.
Ukabivanga ukabivanga.
And then you cook it.
Hanyuma ukabiteka.
And it tastes good.
Hanyuma bikaryoha.
But sometimes when I'm cooking, I get impatient. And I can't wait for it to get cooked. So I try eating the individual pieces by themselves. And I discovered something. Unless it's worked together, it tastes bad. I eat salt by myself. I eat flour by itself. It's very dry. I eat a raw egg by itself. It's terrible. I eat the oil by itself. It's bad. The only thing I like by itself is the sugar. I like that. How is it that God can take six things that taste bad, work them together, and it tastes good?
Wasobanurute ko ibintu bitandatu ubundi ufashe kimwe kwacyo ukakirya kigusharira ariko babivanga kikaryoha.
This is what God wants to do in your life.
I will
say it again. God's number one purpose is to make you like Jesus.
Umugambi wa mbere w'Imana ni ukugira ngo use na Yesu.
He will take the sweet things in your life.
Izafata bya bindi biryohereye biza mu buzima bwawe.
He will take the sour things in your life.
Ifate bya bindi bisharira nabyo biza mu buzima bwawe.
He will take the bitter things in your life.
Ifate bya bindi bibishye biza mu buzima bwawe.
He will take the dry things in your life.
Ifate bya bindi byumagaye mu buzima bwawe.
And He will work them together.
Hanyuma ifate ibivanga vanje.
And He produces a cake.
Hanyuma igakuramo cake, igakuramo gato.
And the cake is when your character becomes like Jesus. Now the Bible says this promise. We go through the same things Christ went through. And if we go through those same things He did, we will share the same rewards in heaven. Now think about this. When Jesus was on earth, did He go through times when He was lonely? Yes. And you will too. Did Jesus go through times when He was very tired and fatigued and worn out? Yes. And so will you. Did Jesus go through times where people disliked him and hated him and spit at him.
Yesu yanyuze mu bihe abantu bamwanze ndetse bakamutuka bakamucira amacandwe.
Yes.
Ibyo yabinyuzemo.
And so will you.
Ibyo nawe bizakubaho.
God will take you through everything Jesus went through.
Ibintu byose Yesu yanyuzemo nawe Imana izabikunyuzamo.
If he did not spare his son from problems, why would he spare you?
Niba Imana itararinze umwana wayo ibyo bibazo byose wewe wumva kuki niye mpamvu yabikurinda.
So what do we do?
Twakora iki rero?
What is the key to handling the problems of life?
How do you
get through the bad times you go through? You do three things. Number one, remember that God's plan is good. God told Jeremiah, the plans I have for you are for a good, for a hope, and for a future.
Imana yabwiye Yeremiya ngo nzibyo nibwira kukugirira ni ibyiza si bibi ngo kugira ngo nkwibyiringiro by'ejo hazaza.
There are many examples of this in the Bible.
Nshobora kuba ingero nyinshi z'ibyo ngibyo muri Bibiliya.
That even when bad people intend to hurt you, God can bring good out of it.
Igihe abantu babi bashaka kukugirira nabi, Imana ibikoresha ngo ivanemo ibyiza.
Joseph had 11 brothers that were jealous of him.
Yosefu yari afite bene se cumi n'umwe kandi bamufitiye ishyari.
And so they sold Joseph into slavery.
Hanyuma bagurisha Yosefu aragenda bumucakara.
And he was taken to Egypt as a slave.
Bamujyana muri Egiputa nk'umucakara.
He had done nothing wrong.
Nta kintu kibi yari yabakoreye.
He was innocent.
Yari umuntu w'inzirakarengane.
But bad things happened to him.
Ariko ibintu bibi byamubayeho.
And when he got to Egypt,
ageze muri Egiputa,
he was falsely accused of raping a woman.
Baramubeshyera ngo yashatse gufata ku ngufu umugore.
He had done nothing wrong. But he was thrown in jail. And for the first 40 years of Joseph's life, it was all bad, 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 bad,
bad.
And he ends up in jail. But you know the rest of the story. He was exactly where God wanted him to be. And as a result, he was raised up eventually to be the second leader in Egypt. And because he was in that position, he saved Egypt and Israel from starvation. Later, Joseph confronted his brothers who had sold him as a slave. And his brothers were afraid that he would kill them. But as in Genesis chapter 50, verse
20,
Joseph said this to his brothers. You meant to harm me. You meant it for bad. But God meant it for good. And he brought me to this place today. So I remember that God's plan is good. And when I am in pain, I do not focus on my problems. I focus on God's plan and God's purpose. The secret to handling pain is this. Remember that all pain is temporary, but the reward is eternal. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews that Jesus was able to endure the cross and all of that pain because he looked forward to his reward in heaven. When I have short-term thinking, I get discouraged. Because I have problems and pain and suffering. But when I realize that God is using this to make me like Jesus, and that I will experience rewards in heaven for eternity, then I have strength. And I can go on. So first, I remember that God's plan is good. The second thing that I do when I have problems is this. I rejoice and I give thanks. I want you to listen very carefully. And don't misunderstand what I'm saying. In the Bible,
muri Bibiliya
1 Thessalonians 5:18
mu Batesalonike ba mbere bice bitanu murongo wa 18
it says in everything give thanks
baravuga ngo mubibaho byose mujye mushima Imana
it does not say for everything
ntabwo avuga ngo kubwa ibintu byose mujye mushima Imana
it says in everything
ahubwo biravuga ngo mu bintu byose bibaho mujye mushima Imana
when my son died 5 months ago I wasn't thankful for that
umameza tanashize umwana wange w'umuhungu yarapfuye ntabwo ibyo n'ibyo nabishimiye imana
and god never expects you to be grateful for evil
ntabwo imana yigeze gusaba yuko uzajya uyishimira ko ikintu kibi cyakubayeho
and god never expects you to be grateful for the pain in your life
ntabwo imana igutegerejeho yuko uzajya ushima kuko agahinda kakujeho mu buzima
we do not give thanks for pain we give thanks in pain
ntabwo dushima imana kubwa kababaro twagize dushima imana mu kababaro twagize
Why do we give thanks in pain?
Kuki dushimira Imana iyo turi mu kababaro?
Because we know God sees it.
Kubera ko tuzi ko Imana ibibona.
We know God loves us.
Kandi tuzi ko Imana idukunda.
We know God is with us.
Kandi tuzi ko Imana iri kumwe natwe.
We know God cares about it.
Kandi tuzi ko Imana itwitayeho.
We know God has the power to change it.
Kandi tuzi ko Imana ifite ubushobozi bwo kubihindura.
And we know that God will use it for good.
Kandi tuzi ko Imana izabikoresha kugira ngo ivanemo ikiza.
If we give it to him.
Nituyemerera tukabiyegurira.
The Bible says in Philippians, rejoice in the Lord.
Muba Filipi baravuga ngo mwishimire mu mwami.
Always.
Iteka ryose.
What do I rejoice?
Nibyari tugomba kwishima.
I rejoice in the Lord.
Twishimira mu mwami.
I don't rejoice in my circumstances, I rejoice in the Lord.
Ntabwo nishimira mu bibazo byanjye nishimira mu mwami.
Luke 6:23.
Luka 6:23.
Be joyful at all times.
Haravuga ngo mujye mwishima mu bihe byose.
Because you have a great reward waiting for you in heaven.
Ngo kubera ko mufite igihembo kibategereje mu ijuru.
So, I remember God's purpose.
Icyambere nibuka umugambi w'Imana.
And I rejoice in the Lord.
Hanyuma nkishimira mu mwami.
And finally number 3, I refuse to give up.
Hanyuma icyagatatu ntabwo nemera gucika intege.
The Bible says this.
Bibiliya iravuga ngo
James 1:3-4
Yakobo igice cya mbere umurongo wa 3 n'uwa 4
Let the problems and process go on
ngo mureke ibibazo byose munyuramo
until your endurance is fully developed
ngo bikomeze bibakomeze kugira ngo kwihangana kwanyu kugereze kwisi
and then you will find
hanyuma muzabona yuko
that you have become people of mature character
ngo icyo gihe muza bisoza umurimo wabyo ukwihangana gusohoza umurimo wako mubone gutungana rwose
with no weak spots
mube abantu bashyitse batariho umugayo namuke
now when I am going through a problem I have two choices
iyo nyuze mu kibazo mbafite mu guhitamo kubiri
I can pray Lord make this easy
shobora gusenga nkavuga ngo mana nyorohereza muri ibi ngibi
or I can say Lord use this for good in my life
shobora no kubwira Imana ngo mana koresha ibi ngibi mu buzima bwanjye
I can say Lord comfort me
Shobora kubwira Imana ngo mbyinirira unyorohereze
But I can also say Lord conform me.
Ariko nshobora kuvuga ngo Mana ahubwo koresha ibingibi kugira ngo umpindure.
Make me more like you.
Ume kurushaho gusa nawe.
When you understand that God's purpose is not to make you comfortable but to make you like Christ, more things will make sense in your life.
Iyo maze gusobanukira ko umugambi w'Imana atari kugwa kudamarara ahubwo ari kugwa gusa na Yesu ibintu byose bizakorohera.
So the next time you ask the question, why is this happening to me?
Ubutahanye uzibaza ikibazo ngo ariko ibingibi kukibimbaho.
We will not know all the answers till we get to heaven.
Nabwo ibisubizo byose uzabibona mbere yo kugera mu ijuru.
So I suggest you change the question.
Reka rero nkugire inama yo guhindura ikibazo ubaza.
Don't say why is this happening?
Ntukabaze ngo kuki ibingibi birimo kumbaho.
But say what do you want me to learn?
Ahubwo ubwire Imana ngo mana nicyo ushaka kunyigisha.
How can I become more like you?
Narushaho ne gusa nawe.
How can you bring good out of bad in my life?
Uzakuruta ikiza muri ibi birimo kumbaho.
And God will bless you if you do.
Imana izaguha umugisha nubikora.
I would like to pray a prayer of blessing for all of you.
Ndagira ngo ndangize mbasengere isengesho ry'umugisha.
And as we pray, if you are going through a difficult problem right now.
Muri uno mwanya tugiye gusenga niba urimo kunyura mu bihe bikugoye bikuruhije.
And you are going through very tough times.
Ukaba urimo kunyura mu bihe bigoye.
It could be a financial problem.
Shobora kurimo kunyura mu bibazo by'amafaranga.
It could be a physical health problem.
Shobora kubinye mu bibazo by'ubuzima.
Maybe it's a problem that you don't have a job.
Wenda nta kazi ufite.
Or maybe you have conflict in your family.
Wenda hari amakimbirane mu rugo rwawe.
Maybe you're having struggling with thoughts of fear and doubt.
Wenda ufite ibitekerezo by'ubwoba no gushidikanya.
But if you have a problem you're going through right now, I want to pray a prayer blessing on you. And if, as a sign of your faith, saying, God, I'm going to trust you to bring good out of bad, I'm going to invite you to stand all over this stadium
as
I pray for you right now. So if you'd like for me to pray for you, just stand up.
Amen.
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 All right, let us pray together. Father, you see these who are standing right now. And I don't know what problems they're going through. But without even knowing them, I know one thing is true. That while Satan means it for bad, you mean it for good. And that you can bring good out of bad. I thank you that you can take even bitter things and stir them together and bring good out of them. So this is my prayer for my friends. I pray, Father, that you would give them the strength to keep on going. Because they know that you have a greater plan. I thank you that you have a purpose for every problem in our lives. And although we cannot control what happens to us, we can control how we respond to it. So I pray that they will respond in faith. That we will be grateful in the circumstance, not for it. That we will rejoice in the Lord always. Help us to focus on the reward to come. Help us not to have short-term thinking, but to realize that you're building character in our lives. Make us more like Jesus Christ, so that we might experience the blessings of heaven and the rewards you've planned for us. I pray this blessing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Barakaze chane.
Oh, listening friend, how should you respond? Remember, God's plan is good. Rejoice and give thanks and refuse to give up. God loves you, He cares for you, and He will use trouble to transform you to be more like Jesus. So trust in His great character because He cares for you. That was a message by Pastor Rick Warren as preached in Rwanda, and it was being translated in Swahili or Kinyarwanda. And it's part of his series, How to Get Through What You're Going Through. Yesterday and today's broadcast, Transformed by Trouble, is archived along with the five other prior messages on Tuesday and Wednesdays at the Mark and Friends tab at greatnewsradio.org and WLUJ.org. Next Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to look at service, how to use your pain for good. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.